You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do, that'll do.
Let's go.
Okay, I'm sure that disrupted Nutmeg. Yep.
He looking up. He's like, what the hell?
What is going on over here?
He's like, this is why I chew your shoes, B.
Because you disrupt my slumber.
You're right? Mad loud, my G.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. His name is Christian Polanco. And mine is Alexis Guerreros.
That's right. His name is Alexis Guerreros. And yeah. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. His name is. No, Matthew, we just kept going. 20 minutes later, people are like, is this still happening?
Okay. Trust me. It's a soccer show.
That's right. It is a soccer show.
We're excited to be here live on Twitch, which we tape this podcast every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Get into it, bro. If you're listening to this podcast, you're missing out on the chat.
Yeah, you notice it because every time we put out a new episode of the podcast, then like that day, pretty much in like the morning or that afternoon, we'd be getting all these Twitch follows. Everybody's like, oh, they're finally listening. It finally sinks in. Like, oh, the FOMO is real.
Okay? Yeah. You're missing out. You can see it in Gully Squad, and they're like, oh, I gotta start going on the Twitch because I got funny things to say. That's what happens right now. You're listening and you're thinking of funny shit to say. You could have typed it in. Like Justin Freeberg, who we're going to ban, said Nutmeg, looking around for the messages from Alexis's mom and co-worker's wife in the WhatsApp group. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know,
ban them.
Okay. Well, we definitely encourage, people in the chat, but sometimes people go too far.
I think you might be too encouraged. You know, you're like one of those kids who was told you could do anything in life. You believe them.
Okay. You know, I don't think the Twitch terms of services are clear enough in what you can and cannot say.
I got some suggestions, so I'm going to call Jeff Bezos.
a lot to discuss, obviously, in all things Premier League.
By the way, if you don't know, we're the funniest show on Twitch. We're also the gulliest show on Twitch. Boom.
So again, do not forget, go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans
or eltwitche.com.
If you got a little flavor, you go to eltwitche.com.
You know, if your hips don't creak when you move them, go to eltwitche.com.
Oh, speaking of that, you know what? This is not, maybe this will be how we start the show, because I posted this on Twitter just a couple hours ago. This is a video.
Is this the two people dancing?
Bro.
Bachata?
Isn't this is insane. This is, so this is, it's two people dancing bachata.
They're white, right?
They're white people. Yeah. I'm based on the dancing, I'm going to assume that they're not like white Latinos. They are just white American folks.
Or
that's my guess. I'm
or they're Canadians who love spicy foods.
Okay. This maple syrup is a little hot.
Yeah, ooh, it stings, don't you know? I don't know what that, it stings, eh?
So let's just look at this video for a second. And the people, if you're just listening to podcasts, you're missing out again.
You're missing out. It's a TikTok, so it's not gonna be long.
So it's just 6 seconds, but this is pretty mad. Look at this this video. They're dancing bachata, which is a Dominican music. It's great. But here goes.
It's not the music of love. It is the music of aggressive fucking. Yeah.
There you. Okay. What was that part?
See, now when you posted it, I couldn't tell. Is this turning Christian on, or is this freaking Christian out?
Far from turning me on. This was madness.
If you don't know, it was like the dance move where you sort of sweep your arm around the girl's head. Normal, right? I've seen it before.
Uh-huh.
Typically happens in choreographed dancing. You don't pull that out in the club. You're going to hurt somebody's neck. You know what I mean? You don't do this with a girl you ain't danced with before. But she puts her hands on his thigh and starts to move like a snake or like a dog in heat. And
she looks like she's about to regurgitate, like the way a snake regurgitates an egg or something.
Right, yeah? Right. You ever see like a snake shedding its skin?
Yeah.
Like a video of that? It's kind of what she's doing. And I just thought maybe her underwear was creeping up and she wanted to get it, loosen it without, you know what I mean?
David from Tampa said, Christian accidentally shared, clicked share on, I'm assuming, Pornhub.
On the hub, yeah.
On the hub.
Freddie Alacon said, we have mics out, honey. Canada has Mitchell spicy maple syrup. Morgan Tenza said, Fang, the Philly mascot. That looks like how Fang was born.
I think that's Fang's mom. Right?
Yeah, that's the conception video.
Oh, so fun start. What a ridiculous video. I don't know who those people are, but you know what? I feel for them. It's interesting because I have, you know, growing up with bachata, with merengue, all this, you know, Latin music, it's
salsa.
Just like salsa. It's just a normal part of, like, life. It's not really
I remember, like, as a youth, the moments where I learned to dance to that music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like your mom would play it while you're cleaning. It's like a part of our culture.
Yeah.
To learn how to, you know, the difference between a merengue, salsa, bachata, you know, cumbia, all of that. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily like exotic. It's just music, right? And
it's exotic to the American palate, you know?
Yes, because so my girlfriend is Jewish and she is a great bachata dancer.
Incredible dancer.
She's really, really
She's so good where you're like, is this a fetish?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Where I'm even quite, are you with me or my people, you know?
Right. Are you dating me or my hip movements?
But this goes too far. This is ridiculous.
They went too far. They tried to sort of redo the genre, you know?
Oh, I like this. Justin Freeberg did say, meanwhile, Weston McKennie dancing salsa with Cuadrado and Ronaldo. Did you see that video?
Of course I did.
That was pretty awesome.
I got to say, Weston McKennie started picking it up pretty quickly.
I think so. He was doing okay. And Cuadrado is obviously Colombian, so you know he has to teach these folks. Similar to how James and Yerry Mina are out here teaching like Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Is why there's some injuries on Everton. It's because they tried to dance to Spanish music. Their bodies ain't built for it. You know what I mean?
Is that why Alan is injured? He's doing some baile funk.
Alan was like, "Ay, Dios!"
I'm trying to find that. Oh, here's the video. This is hey, thank you, Harvey Soto, for the follow.
Justin Freeberg said, "A Jewish nutritionist, Christian? What a contradiction!"
Here's the video of Weston McKennie and Cuadrado dancing with Ronaldo. And shouts to Paiseros United. Who posted this video. But look at this. While I was teaching them, where I think they're like at an airport.
This looks like an airport. And now camera is panning over to Weston McKennie, who is not doing a bad job. You know, whenever you bring your homies to a Latin club.
Yeah, yeah.
They add a little hip-hop sauce to it.
R&B hips, you know. He's like being smooth with it.
Yeah.
You know?
He's trying to throw shoulders in where it's not necessary.
Also,
you know?
Ronaldo's pretty bad. He's like pretty offbeat.
He's Portuguese. That's not their music.
He's not doing great.
Nah. You know what? He's dancing to that music the same way Portuguese sounds as compared to Spanish. Spanish is just a bit more beautiful, flows better. Portuguese is a bit harder, you know what I mean? A lot more phlegm involved.
And Portuguese in Portugal is also like, you know, it's way too like proper. You know what I mean? Like Brazilian Portuguese is where
it's fun.
The style is okay. It's in the language. All right,
Ronaldinho. You know.
All right. So fun start. Let's get.
We
going.
Did the dance. The dance minute with the Cooligans.
Okay. Anybody else? Let us know in the chat if you dance salsa or merengue or bachata. Are you into any of that kind of music? Okay, because that is perfect fodder for El Twitcher. That's what we need out here.
I love me and my girl are real good with merengue. Like that's one of the dances that she already knew when I got there. I'm like, okay, we ain't got to go over this.
Okay.
Twerking. Right. You know, I knew before we got in, I was good.
Okay, I was doing the bus it challenge very early on.
Yo, doing that drop split joint, making that ass bounce. And she's like, Alexis, your friends are clapping. So are you.
Jaren asks, who's the better dancer of the Cooligans?
That might be you.
I'm going to have to say me, because I think I'm a bit more versatile than Alexis.
I disagree that you're versatile. I think I'm a better dancer when it comes to like hip hop shit. He's a better dancer when it comes to Latin music.
Okay. We're going to have a dance off. All right. To really sort this out. All right. So Premier League.
Morgan Tenza said, my boyfriend is Puerto Rican, so we always dance. I thought he said, so he's always dancing.
Like, I just leave him. Yeah, like, there he goes again.
You're going to get us kicked out of this Burger King.
Glenn just said, Christian is more flexible. How you know that?
Okay. First of all, y'all don't know. When I dance, I go in. Y'all don't know. I'm a great dancer.
Okay, so Premier League, let's go. Let's start with Manchester United and their thrashing of Southampton, which is also frustrating that Southampton can lose this game 9-0 when Southampton, like, I think they beat Everton a couple weeks ago. Southampton's been beating some pretty good teams.
Southampton's been looking good. Who knew that they were one red card away from a complete collapse?
But they've lost 4 in a row. Their last win was against Liverpool, oddly enough.
That's when it all went south. They thought they were too good. They got big on themselves, you know?
So what happened here? How do you lose 9-0 in the Premier League? This is insane.
I put the goal breakdown in the Slack.
Yeah, I have it here.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka scored in the 18th minute, which isn't bad when you consider the fact that they got a red card 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then it just went haywire. I think the moment where it all changed was the own goal.
By Bednarek,
in the 34th.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the moment where it just completely fell apart from there. Because you could tell they must have been gassed trying to defend. And again, I didn't watch this either because by the time I went to put it on, it was already 3-0. I'm like, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Why am I going to watch a thrashing? Who knew it would keep going, you know?
Yeah, I saw somebody tweet, like, at one point they said, like, we want 8. And I'm like, what? What is this, you know, what league you watching?
Damn.
I didn't even know the context of it. I just said, like, we want 8. And I'm like,
no, you want to go 2-point play.
It was like a
2-point conversion.
I knew it was a Manchester United fan. I'm like, what? There's no way that this is a possibility. But no, I can't. It's hard to really believe a scoreline like that.
The one place where it helps them is the goal differential, right? If you're Man United, you just got 9 added. And guess what? You're still 7 behind Manchester City.
Yeah, but also, wait, isn't there,
City got a game in hand.
Yeah, City got a game in hand. That's, that's going to be a problem. The last, look, City has already won how many in a row? I mean, I see already
13.
Five. They've won 13 in a row?
13 in all competition, 9 in Premier League.
Yeah.
In a row.
They just really... They waited a couple, you know, they let everybody else. It's like the tortoise and the hare. They let, you know.
It was rope-a-dope. They took a couple jabs. And they were
have fun.
Are you warmed up now? Do you want to go?
But no, they look great. And speaking of Manchester City, also, we can announce this to the majority of folks.
We got signed. Dude, we're going to play for Manchester. They're tired of winning.
Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Fubo Sports Network, or you can listen to the podcast on Friday. But we are going to be talking to Zach Steffen, goalkeeper for Manchester City. He is going to be on our show.
The first Premier League player on our show.
Yeah.
Finally.
So Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Please check it out. Live tweet it. Do whatever you want. LCAB said, we want Jack Harrison. Look, we're over here talking about, like, man, this, you know how difficult it is to get a Premier League player, and we finally did it. Months, years of hard work.
Yes.
And he's like, I don't want him.
Don't care.
Zach Steffen. Yes.
Justin Freeberg said, it was Alexis tweeting, we want 8. Wings. You know what's funny? I was having this conversation. What is the perfect order of wings for one person? And not like I just want a pile of wings. Like, what is it? Is it five? Five doesn't seem like enough. Right? It's definitely not four.
In order of wings. Okay, yeah.
If you were ordering wings as just like a regular meal.
Some people are saying 8 and 10.
It's not 10. I don't think it's 10 because 10 feels like it's too many. Like you'll have, imagine they were like really, really good wings. Not just hot wings while you're watching a game. Imagine these are just like wings. You're going out. You're going to order wings as like your meal. And they're half and half, half flat, half drummies, even though I prefer all flats if possible. Maybe one or two drummies in there. I think it might be 7. And here's why. Six feels, Robert from LA says 6. 6 feels like it's enough. But you want to have that one more. And 8 feels like you ate too many.
All right, look, I think this is more for you and the chat because Christian Polanco is not super interested in this conversation.
If you were watching, Christian Polanco's face had the Windows 95 shutdown music. Okay.
I think after like 3 to 5 wings, I'm like, all right, I want something else. This is too much of the same taste.
I disagree with you. I think that's the best part about wings. If you get a flavor you really like, obviously a hot wing, right? Barbecue wing, big fan. Smoked wings, let's get it. But like if you get some like Asian, you know, sticky, you know, sweet, soury, tangy, tarty kind of flavor. You know, I could eat a pile of them. I could eat 20 wings. Let's not talk about, like, people think like, oh, 7 is too much. If you're sitting down and having a meal with someone, wings are hard because you're eating with your hands. You know what I mean? It's not easy to be, like, you can't be romantic and be like, girl, when I get you home, you know, like, right? It's difficult.
No. I just put my thumb on my girl's face and wipe some of that sauce off and lick it, you know?
You know what really I do? I stick my tongue mood. Between the bones and the flat. Just really, really let her know what she's going home to. Why are you holding the flat upright and licking the top?
Okay,
the
no,
top
no.
joint.
This is how you eat wings, baby.
Baby, I don't know about you. This is how I eat wings. And I like to eat them for a very long time.
Okay.
Let's just say I like to eat them until even the wings are finished.
You know? I love that we have a poll here of how many wings, and it looks like 9+ is currently winning.
Do you know the term Gabon? Do you know the term Gabon?
Isn't that where Aubameyang is from?
It might be, actually. That's Gabon, isn't it? Gabon is what Italians say when you, like, you know, when you put too much on your plate, you know what I mean? You're taking more than your share.
I've seen Sopranos, so yes, I've heard that before.
It's like just someone who's exactly eating, who's eating more than their fair share in the group. Just like you're ordering more with your eyes and not your stomach. Have you ever heard that before?
Yes.
Okay, that's a Gabon. That's what 9+. People voting for 9+ is. It's ridiculous. Like glutton. Coach Sarah says glutton. Kind of like a glutton, yeah. But, like, you know when someone says, like, oh, let's get, you know, shrimp cocktail for the table, and someone's got, like, 4 tails on their plate, and you're like, hey, everyone else got 1, you ate 4. That's a Gabon.
All right. I'm glad we sorted that out. Thank you for the
3 input. Wings per beer. That's actually another question, right? How many wings per beer? 3 wings per beer is great.
Okay. I mean, I'll have 1 beer. Thank you. This is sensible. What a sensible evening I've just had.
Yeah. Christian's like, you really want to get into it. How much celery per beer?
Okay. Oh, man. All right.
Can we have extra celery? And you can take the wings back if you want. Everyone's fighting Christian.
Look, yes, for the table, you know?
You can put them all in front of me, but it is for the table.
I'm just like, you know, like mansplaining, like on a date, like she'll have the celery. You know, like,
I think she would like warm water, you know, because cold water sometimes makes you tense in the stomach.
All right. Coach Zara said blue cheese or ranch?
Ugh, ranch. Ranch belongs in one large container known as the garbage. Get it out of here. Shouts to lemon pepper wet wings. Shouts to Atlanta. Yo, okay. Lemon pepper wings in New York are trash, dog. I ordered lemon pepper wings the other day and I was like, oh. They straight up made a lemon sauce. It was disgusting.
buttermilk ranch.
Oh, disgusting. The worst.
Alexis just literally just responding. We should have like a disgusting soundboard, you know, just to.
Can we have the ugh? Can we have a just, button that's just ugh whenever
just
somebody brings
nauseous
a ranch
on the broadcast? okay.
We do talk about soccer.
We do. Or wings. Like, it'll go wherever it needs to go.
That's right, Glenster. Ranch is a dub, but the way I mean it. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, huh? Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, we are. There's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's like
booty pick, booty pick, booty pick sandwich.
Sam, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Even though we just talked about it.
Exactly. But, you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join. You can give like $5, $10. You can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like, you know, merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining. And it definitely helps the show grow so we can do a bunch of other fun things, you know, in 2021 when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now. We spoke about Manchester City a little bit. This is what I was going to do. I mentioned this last week, or I mentioned this at some point. We're pretty much more than halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys remember, at the beginning of the Premier League season, we did our predictions of what we thought the table would look like at the end of the season. So let's look at it halfway through and see where how accurate or inaccurate we were or are. So give me a second. I'll bring that right up. I have to find it.
Why would you do this? Let's just pretend we didn't do this, right? And we can move on.
Okay, give me a second. Let me.
While you're doing that, Morgan Tenza said if she worked at a wing kitchen, which is such a fancy name for a place that makes wings, and she said if people asked for ranch or blue cheese, the chef just said fuck no. I mean, you gotta have blue cheese with your wings. What kind of tyrant is this?
Oh yeah, there are people that are very like, this is how it must be eaten, or like certain chefs that won't let you. You know, why can't I put ketchup on my steak? You don't owe me.
Oh, are you kidding me? So Glenster just said, Alexis, what do you do if you cooked a steak and someone who you served it to asked for A1? I mean, I would pick them up in the chair they were in.
Look,
and
honest,
I would remove it from my apartment.
Can I come clean? It's a thing. Before I met Alexis Guerreros, it was a thing I had done in the past. You know, when I going to like Uno's, you know, Uno's Pizza or some.
What? No.
It's happened before. You know, I was in high school once. All right. Anyway.
Yo, there's so many things that I've said to Christian. You're not allowed to do that. When we say food wise, and he's angrily looked at me like, one, I know you're not going to let it go. And two, why are you telling me I can't do something? This is how I want to do it. And three, I'm not going to do it in front of you because I know you're not going to let it go.
People are saying shame, Kristen, shame from LZAB. Dave from Tampa said cancel Christian. All
right, uh-huh, see? Now you guys see how much I had to put up with just for the show to continue.
Nick Leigh said, I got banned from Uno in high school.
Why? Because you mentioned how the food was made?
I think I've mentioned this story before, and we'll get to the Premier League prediction in a moment, but I don't know if I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on the show. I went to Uno's once, and for some insane reason, I ordered shrimp with steak and a milkshake. Oh. I had all these three.
Ugh. Where's the soundboard?
Uno, okay, some people are asking, Uno
is a Chicago-style pizza place.
Yeah.
But it's a chain. It's the Applebee's.
Pretty much, yeah.
And yeah, it's like an Outback Steakhouse, but they serve deep dish pizza. But they're also known for, my wife and I went a long time ago because we were starving, and it was the only place open. We were still driving through Jersey to get back into the city after visiting our family, and they had eaten before we got there, and they had a sign, like one of those big flappy signs that says, like, Super Bowl party, that kind of thing. But it said 50% off all apps after 11:30. And we looked down and it was 11:20 and we're like, fuck that. We'll just order every app. We'd never been more sick.
So just to finish the story, I had the shrimp, steak and a milkshake. And then we were going to the movies. We were going to Sheepshead Bay. This was in Bay Ridge, the Unos. Went to Sheepshead Bay to go see the movie Hostel, the first Hostel. Go there and I'm sitting in the middle in a big theater. I'm sitting right in the middle. My stomach starts hurting.
Did it start like that?
Yeah. All right. I'm like, oh man, I really do not feel well. And then at first it was like, oh, I just need to like go poop or something like that.
Yeah.
And then after a couple of minutes, I'm like, I'm sweating. I'm like actually sweating. I'm like, yo, I think I'm gonna throw up. So I'm in the middle seat. I waited too long to make, you know, it was a crucial decision. I waited too long, and instead of walking towards the exit, I went to the opposite side to go around and walk around the front seats to go to the exit.
Why?
Just the wrong decision.
You vomit on the screen.
it was like that side was like maybe two seats closer than the other side. So I was like, all right, let me just go this way. Went that way. And as I'm walking in front of all the seats towards the exit, I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw up. I throw up in my own hand. Literally like this, literally like where it comes out of my hands.
It's like spraying out the sides. Like you put your hand in front of a fire hose.
I was honestly like 5 feet from the exit, and no one would have seen me. But I vomited in front of like there was three girls. There were three like teenage black girls right in front in those three seats, and that's. Never forget the what she said. She was, as soon as I vomited, she went, ew, mad loud. So loud.
That's some subway shit. That shit happens on the subway. You're like, I ain't taking the F train for a week.
And then, yeah, I ran out to the exit, found the garbage can, threw up a whole bunch more. It was ridiculous. One of the worst days ever. Anyway.
Someone did that to me on the subway, actually. I never sit on the subway. This is like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I sat on the seat closest to the door, and I was wearing a really nice shirt. It was the first time I was performing at Stand Up New York. And I was like, I did like three open mics to get my set exact because it was like, it's like an audition. This is a long time ago. This might be like 6-7 years ago. And I'm wearing like a really nice shirt. And I live across the street from Stand Up New York at the time, so it wasn't a huge deal. But I'm taking the subway, and I was like, I'm going to walk over there. I'm going to think about my set. And there's a young girl next to me and just starts vomiting everywhere. And she goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I look down. There's like a little bit on my shirt of her vomit. And I freak out because I'm a germaphobe. And I'm like, this is how you get AIDS right here. And, yo, her mom was with her. I don't know if it was her mom or her aunt. They take out a baby wipe. They clean the shirt. She takes out a Tide stick. She rubs my shirt with the Tide stick, the aunt. She cleans it with the like a paper towel or a napkin or whatever she had that was dry. I swear to God, I'm like, I can't even prove there was vomit on my shirt. I still put it in the laundry because I'm like, I know somebody vomited.
Okay, Dexter.
I know. Right. I shirt MacGyver. Damn.
Robert from LA said, do you think those three black girls still talk about that story when they 100%. Meet up again? Yeah, without a doubt. Yo,
100%.
Remember when that dumb kid vomited all over himself?
Remember that skinny motherfucker?
Of course, I would. If I'm telling the story, there's no way they're not telling the story.
Yeah, they're doing it right now on Twitch on their own show.
Okay, Premier League predictions that we made at the beginning of the 2020-2021 season. Yes.
Post Christian vomiting on those girls before COVID.
So here are our predictions, and pretty interesting. Look at who has Man City in first place.
I think you swapped ours.
This is
yours?
Accurate.
Didn't
this
I say Manchester City?
So look, I mean, I have this top four. I have Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal. Alexis has Chelsea, Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool. When we look at the actual table, obviously it's Manchester City, Man United, Leicester City, and Liverpool. So we both have two out of the four.
Okay, not bad, but you have the number one. Yes. I thought City would take a step down, and for the first part of the season, I was right. Over the last 13 games, I was wrong.
And so, LCAB said, I love Southampton on the bottom of Alexis's list.
Yeah, well, after this week, got Brighton, and Brighton just beat Liverpool.
That's interesting, right? Because I have, let's see who's at. It's Fulham, West Brom, and Sheffield.
And Burnley is in 17th. Look, I was off by a little bit.
I have two out of the three. I have Fulham and West
Brom.
You
said Sheffield United in 10th. I got him in 15th.
Okay, why are you mad?
Because people are out here saying, like, I'm trash. I'm not as wrong.
Okay. I mean, look, it would be insane if it was completely accurate.
Right? And remember, I redid this list after I saw yours and I saw you took it seriously, and I put Tottenham as getting relegated.
Yeah, that's the point. All right. This is a serious show.
We both had Leeds at 11th, and Leeds is what?
Leeds is currently...
Is in 13th, I think? No, 11th. Hey!
Not bad.
So okay. Far, we're right.
We're doing okay. But yeah, I mean, so pretty fun. We'll see what it looks like at the end of the season.
Jaren put my favorite part is Arsenal's where Alexis put Tottenham. For now!
I think, look, it's starting to feel, now that, especially Manchester City are kind of finding some real form... And
Gal Pal Sports put a seagull ate a sandwich out of my hand in Brighton once. They'll sneak up on you. Damn. That's a gully ass seagull. Hey.
It's one seagully. It's one of those gang connected seagulls.
Okay? Hey, yo. It was wearing a mask, a balaclava. Where's Barnsley? Said Robert from LA. He said Barnsley, but you know.
Yeah, that's right. And Daryl DK, right? Going to, we can talk about that a little. Daryl DK going to Barnsley on a short term loan. It seems like there's a lot of MLS players moving to European clubs or in England because we might have a lockout. We don't know what is exactly going to happen. The players have not agreed to, the players and the league have not agreed on a collective bargaining.
Even before the lockout thing, I think probably the most impressive thing is it's a sign for the league is great when you're buying the players. But the fact that there's an overwhelming amount of players that are going on loan, that right there is impressive for the league itself. So if you are an MLS fan, be proud of the fact that so many loans are coming in, because that's when people are starting to say, like, okay, we see the big name players that are going. We see the players that have, a very high upside or high potential or a high, value at the moment. But what about those other players that are just showing really well?
Yeah.
We think they could also play in our league. When that second tier, and I think everyone would admit, including Daryl DK, he's in that B class right now. Very, very good, but probably not a showstopper just yet.
Yeah, I think
he will be.
To test himself, he got his first minutes for the U.S. Men's National Team, so that was cool.
Yeah.
And also Paul Arriola, we spoke about this on the Fubo show as well, and then the podcast. Paul Arriola going to Swansea with Jordan Morris. And
OCAB put MLS gone to Europe for spring break. All of MLS is going,
Yeah, I mean, even if the season will start in April, hopefully. There'll still be a lot of time. The players will come back probably in May or something like that, or end of April, most likely. So it'll be pretty interesting.
We'll see. LCAB said James Sands is next. I could see it.
I could see it.
You know?
Nice strong defensive mid.
In the Robert from LA said something that I actually also believe, is that West Ham United is going to make a late push up the table now that they have Lingardinho. And let me tell you something. Jesse Lingard fits right in with this team.
So I didn't. He played today for the first time, right?
Scored on his debut.
Interesting how it didn't work out. Oh, yeah, he scored two goals. That it didn't. I mean, why wouldn't it work out at Manchester United? He was like kind of beloved, right? I don't understand exactly what's going on.
He was beloved in the beginning, but I just don't.
He Millie rocked at the Emirates, bruh.
Dog, that was like 2017.
That's his highlight, man.
The trash Millie rock of his. I never rated him as a player that could be on like an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Like when Manchester City's banging on all cylinders, Jesse Lingard's not getting in that squad. Yeah. He's not even a sub off that bench, and you saw it. And honestly, him at West Ham, damn, that was perfect. I think West Ham should have gone for Dele Alli.
Yeah, there was the thing with Dele Alli was supposed to go to PSG, right?
Yeah, but at the last second, I think they dropped.
Yeah, I think there's something with Mourinho doesn't want to let him go because
he wants to see him suffer.
Mainly that, but I heard that it was because they didn't feel like they had an adequate replacement, which is weird for somebody who doesn't play. Yeah, what are you talking? Replace what?
Let the man go, yo. It's like you're not breaking up with your girl. You're not signing the divorce papers because you haven't found another lady. Meanwhile, yay banging your lady.
You know, it's a clean break right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's replacing for someone you don't even put on the bench. Yeah, it makes no sense. I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily that Dele Alli doesn't want to be there, but clearly he wants to play soccer.
Yo, even Arsenal let Ozil go.
Yeah.
You got to let your mans go.
Free my mans Alli, bro.
Yo, they don't want him to win. And honestly, like, so at the beginning of the season, I made a very big hot take prediction that it was going to go bad for Harry Kane. Turns out I was wrong because I thought Gareth Bale was going to come in and look great. Turns out he ain't even get on that field, dog. But
bro, what's going on with Gareth Bale is absolutely insane. Again, it's just like
homie done.
Also, let's talk about Gareth Bale a little bit, but. So he does the man bun, right? He does the
Nick Lage put four.
He does the man bun, but I saw some photo, and I wish I could find this. Let me see if I can
Bing it.
Let's use Bing.
Let's go. Okay, what was the photo?
A photo of his like hair kind of parted at the top of his head of the man bun, and apparently
he's bald.
He's bald.
He has a bald spot. Yeah.
Didn't realize this. Now
it's
the
more
top,
thin
the
than
knot.
It is bald. But what we learned is that's called traction alopecia. You know,
that's right. That was from Simon
Doonan. Simon Doonan on our show.
Doonan or Noonan? Simon,
Doonan.
Doonan. Simon Doonan. Okay.
Yeah. He said to not wear your hair in a man bun because you're going to start to lose your hair. It's called. And he leaned over and he goes, it's called traction alopecia, sweetie. I was like, all right.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the photo that I saw and I was like, what?
There are some others. You may not be able to find it on Bing, but.
What? Do not disgrace Bing.
Only because they're not high quality enough. There's the third, the three over. Yeah. Or whatever that one.
This one.
Yeah. You could see how thin it is back there, which is already freaking me out. I also love the comparison photos are all women braided. And then at the bottom is another bold photo of Gareth Bale.
I didn't know this. I thought he was just like into this hairstyle, but now it is the hairstyle.
He's using it to cover. This is his yarmulke. You know what I mean? He's covering the bald spot with the man bun.
What a good. He has to like change religions to get a new haircut. You
know? Yeah. Robbie Slovak has a great joke about like, don't you think like a couple thousand years ago it was just one balding guy who was like, God wants us to do this.
Amazing. amazing. Okay, so Gareth Bale, let's not talk about his hair. Let's talk about his play or the lack thereof. He, I'm a VF fan, said Gareth needs to talk to Wayne Rooney. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he should have gone to Turkey to play. That's where they do the hair plugs.
Yeah, they have those dudes on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do those wild
My haircuts. Barber went. During COVID, he was like $1,200, Papa. He's like, look, and I honestly looked as close as I could. I couldn't tell. Yeah, magic.
So what's going on with Gareth Bale? Why can't he? Why can't the dude get paid too much money to simply not play? Why did Tottenham go through all the trouble of bringing him back and not play the dude?
Where else is he gonna go?
But the initial thing was like Mourinho was like, he's not fit yet. He didn't play many games. And we didn't even talk about this, but there was that audio from the footage of a Tottenham training video that they posted on YouTube that they later deleted. But the audio, you could hear Mourinho saying, Gareth, you want to go back to Madrid and not play? You know, he's basically deriding him for like maybe messing up a play or not doing something right. And that's what he tells him. He goes like, yo, you want to go back to Real Madrid and not play? And you could hear faintly.
Wait, are you telling me that Mourinho doesn't have tact with his players?
But, yo, he keeps it real in the training, the press conferences.
He keeps it too real. These are, this is, and I don't, maybe this is why people are saying, and let us know what you think. Do you think the magic is gone with Mourinho? Do you think this is it? Do you think he's done? Because where else do you go after this? He's going to have to start coaching the clubs that can't make it out, like the Newcastles and, the Burnsleys, the real Trinidad, the Fulhams, because to some degree, like, he doesn't have that. When he was at Porto and he does amazing things with a bunch of nobodies, amazing. He doesn't have that cachet anymore. He failed at United. He failed at Chelsea the second time around. You know what I mean? He's failing now.
Didn't he win one title when he got back to Chelsea the second time around? He won one.
Yeah, he won one title for sure. But then at the end, it was like this. This is how it fell apart. Players were done with him. I mean, he goes to the Canadian Premier League, says Robert from LA. To some degree, like, if you're going to be this guy that rides your players super hard, does what that girl did to the guy in the bachata video. if you're going to be one of these guys that just says wild, disrespectful shit to your players and puts that level of pressure on them, you got to back that up with trophies. And not from the past. You got to win now. Look at what he did today. He broke Dele Alli. Dele Alli, before Mourinho got there, was a national team player and a constant starter for Tottenham.
He was playing in Champions League. They were they lost, right? To Liverpool.
Yes,
right?
Thank God. Remember? I could not have taken that.
But it definitely seems like the move away from Pochettino has not worked out. These aren't better results. I mean, the beginning of the season was probably a little bit more optimistic. But also, didn't Harry Kane get injured? Am I mistaken in that? I thought he hurt his ankle. Is that
recently?
Accurate? Recently. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
TRR17 said he won a treble. Cringe. Remember that he won like the, was it the Carabao Cup, the Community Shield, and something else. I forgot what it was. Maybe it wasn't the Community Shield. He won like, some other shit. Like, he won like the boot, like the Europa. Europa.
And Jaron is saying that he hurt both ankles, but he's back for Man City.
That's actually hilarious. Imagine injuring both ankles. What the fuck was he doing? You ever see the video of the woman wearing like the super high heels and she turns and she collapses? Sports,
thank you for hanging out. Appreciate
Thank you so
you.
Much. You ever see the video of like the woman at the shoe store wearing the super tall red heels? And then falls.
Yeah, and then she's like, yeah.
She falls and over. You can tell like her legs snap in half. That's what happened to Harry Kane.
Amazing.
How do you break both ankles? He can't even limp, Jim Bro. Jim Bro, not a him bro, said. Homie can't even limp. You're right. Dele is a phenom. His young life and success was a lot to handle. Jose calls Dele lazy in that first session and all or nothing. I know. And from that was Coach Sarah. And from that point, it seems like he never recovered. Remember, they made it seem like Aurier was the guy who was on the outs with Mourinho and it was Dele Alli the whole time. How do you break Dele Alli? And also, if you're that good of a player, Christian, what are your thoughts on this? If you're a coach and one player's, you know, incredible, but he's a little lazy, he doesn't show up, he's a bad example, do you care as long as he continues to be good?
Give that man a raise, you know?
Put a little Tam in his stockings.
Look, that's the tough thing with
You be as a manager? Would you be okay with that?
No, I'm of the belief, like, there's no one player bigger than the team, you know? Especially not in soccer, right? If it was basketball, if I was a basketball coach, LeBron is on my team, I'm like, hey, LeBron at the wheel, okay? Let's just follow his lead.
Yeah, whatever LeBron doing, we doing. If LeBron takes the training up, we all.
Oh, LeBron wants this woman kicked out of the arena? Yeah, that's going
to
happen.
We'll do it for you, LeBron. Yeah. Okay. LeBron wants to go to Dave and Buster's? Well, let's get some tickets, you know?
So, I think there can't be any player because you see it in...
I disagree with you. If you have...
You have superstar teams. You have
Mesut Ozil didn't show up to some trainings. If I'm a manager that doesn't need, like, for Arteta, I understand. But if you're a manager that doesn't necessarily have, like, a system that needs to be learned by everybody because people have to be in certain places, who gives a shit when you show up? If you had David Beckham on your team, do you care?
I mean, it's like you got to set a precedent, right?
What's the precedent? Is winning.
You can't let any player, like... it'll be bedlam. It'll be too much disrespect. There'll be too much. You can't have.
Why? Because you think other players are going to do it, right? And you know what I'd say? You ain't Beckham, baby. Get back out there and train.
Okay. You only yell at the other ones that don't bring the stats like old Bex.
Like, dude, I love you, but you need to train hard. You know, like, I need a personality. This isn't by magic. I saw myself in a mirror as a young man, and I said, you know what? I need to develop a sense of humor because I need to bring more to the table.
Or look, I'm a VFN mentioned Messi. Messi's sort of in this situation, right? Because he's having a very public, you know, battle with his own team, and you know there isn't anything that he can give. There isn't anything that he's gonna get from the team financially or anything. He is such a such a prospect. Not even a prospect, but I mean he's such a god. A commodity that you pay him. I mean, we saw, the leaked of the $555 million euro contract, right? We talked about that a little bit on
$670 million.
Yeah. So look, there's money is not going to motivate the guy. Really, the only thing that you can do.
It actually might demotivate him. Like, you know what I mean? Because he'd be like, I just have nowhere else to put it. You know what I mean? Please don't give me more. It's like when my wife's family wants to buy me clothing. Like, we got small closets here. Don't do it. You know? Yeah,
it is. It's a unique situation. But look, I think they're trying to. I think what's happening now, the reason all this stuff, like his contract got leaked, it's a hit piece on Messi. It is. He's already said.
The court of public opinion. You got to shift the attention away from him. Like,
oh, you're going to leave? Okay. Yeah. Now, so these next couple months are going to be a little interesting for you. And people are just going to, deride him and just shit on him.
Next thing is going to be the taxes he avoided. That piece is going to come back into the news, you know?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff, which, again, I kind of understand. You know, if you're going to be the guy who says you're the legend of that club, you know, probably the greatest player to ever play in that club, beloved, you've won every trophy, but you're saying, I want to leave, and you're making Barcelona look bad, I would expect for them to do that back to you.
Yeah.
The new president said, whoever, if we ever find out who leaked that, they're fired. You can't fire yourself, B. We know who it was.
It's like that meme, from I Think You Should Leave. We're all trying to find the guy who did this, you know, in the hot dog costume.
Yeah. Like OJ being like, I'm going to help find the murderer. So Mirror, is that what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Have you seen that show on Netflix?
Which one?
What is it called? I Think You Should Leave.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure. Dude,
what a funny sketch show, man. I just started watching it.
So dumb. The one where the door opens the other way and he doesn't want to admit it. So dumb.
So great. Watch that show if you have not. It's on Netflix. It's so, so funny.
Alexis and Dele cooking show. He ain't got shit else to do. Let's do it.
Okay. Is there anything else that we should discuss? Premier League, European soccer related?
Did you see Jesse Lingard at West Ham? What are your thoughts?
I did not. I was watching Everton play against Leeds. Everton won 2-1, and the first goal by Gylfi Sigurdsson came from a mistake from Jack Harrison.
I know, broke your heart.
I love it, I hate it. It was difficult to watch, but he had a pretty good game overall. He definitely his effort led to the first to the Leeds goal. But Leeds and Everton, I think, are two teams that week to week, you don't know what you're going to get. I don't know what Leeds didn't look great in this game. I don't know what was going on, but
how about Arsenal. Maguire's cleat to the thigh? Yeah. I mean, let's not talk about Arsenal.
Let's go. Okay, we got to talk about these red cards, bro. What is this red card? David Luiz again, a red card. And then Bernd Leno with a red.
Bernd Leno's is ridiculous. I don't know what the hell's going on there. The homie didn't even fake a puck.
He tried to catch it and run it into a touchdown. I don't know what Bernd Leno was doing. He was trying to grab the ball.
Also, he literally was looking at the sideline judge in the eyes as he punches the ball.
He was like, watch what I'm going to do.
I dare you to wave that little flag off fast. I mean, he literally got up and just walked off the field. He didn't even wait. He's like, I know what's coming. I know what I did.
really ridiculous. But no, the red card for David Luiz. How do you feel?
Can I tell you something that really pissed me off?
What?
And this is, there is a, maybe it's me. And you let me know. It usually is just me. But there is a cultural misunderstanding between us and the English. Because somebody on Twitter said, Bernd Leno cheated. That's not cheating. He walked off the field. He knew what he did, caused the red. You know what I mean? Like, this happened when...
An English person said this, or an American person said this?
No, English. The same thing happened. Remember remember Luis Suarez in the World Cup put his hands up and stopped the goal?
Yes.
And
yes.
He walked. I mean, he knew he was getting a red.
He knew what he did, yeah.
But that's not cheating. Cheating is doing it and trying to get away with it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if Bernd Leno got up and he was like, I don't even have an arm, you know? Like, you cheated, you know? He tucks it in his shirt.
All these refs are lying.
I mean, it's fake news, and I can't believe you're falling for it. This is obviously the 10th time this has happened to me. I do not have two arms. Okay. I only have the one.
We need to get some people to storm the FA, okay?
Yeah. I mean, tribal combat, if you ask me. I don't understand why they keep calling this cheating. Cheating is purposely trying to get one over. Not if I know if I punch someone in the face that I'm going to get a red card. But that guy, you know, two-footed you, I'd walk over there, I'd punch him in the face, I'd shake hands with the ref, and I'd walk off the pitch. I'd go to the showers. That's not cheating. I took my punishment.
Yeah. And, I mean, it seems like an odd argument to even make because they lost anyway, and they lost a player. Like, what is – they were punished for the red card.
Was it boneheaded? Yes!
The most boneheaded.
yeah. I'd almost say whatever word comes beyond bonehead, go for it. Someone said – Justin Freeberg said cheating is the Thierry Henry goal against Ireland to qualify for the Euros. I also disagree that that's cheating because to some degree you have to get caught by it's the ref's job to catch these things, right? Like, this is why I don't talk to the police. You know what I mean? Cause I'm not going to do the police's job for them. Their job is to solve the crime. Go do your job. Did I commit a crime if I ain't got caught for it? Technically, no.
Okay, I don't remember this Thierry Henry goal. I just want to...
Oh, no, it's the famous, he stops it with his hand, like right here, against Ireland and knocks Ireland out of the World Cup. And France goes.
I want to play it. So I'm finding, there's like a... I mean, this f-
footage. Nick Leishman said, Alexis sounds like an accountant for the mob. I mean, maybe this is, maybe the Thierry Henry goal probably is technically should be considered cheating, but I'm just not, I'm of the mind.
I see it now. Okay.
Yeah.
I have it up on the screen, but yeah, the ball bounces. I mean, he literally, it is a crossover. I mean, he literally does a basketball. Crossing it over, Allen Iverson crossover to the other hand.
Why did you go? Why did you bang and one mixtape? Did you see the title card of the video? It says "How Thierry Henry Ruined My Life." See it at the bottom.
Where? Oh yeah, Thierry Henry ruined my.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, I see. I feel like this YouTuber didn't forget this one.
That video was uploaded 2 weeks ago. Oh, man. Alexis is Robert Duvall Consigliere character in The Godfather. Look, if you want to say the Thierry Henry goal that we just watched was cheating, it's hard for me to say that after you saw it, to be honest with you, that it's not. But the Luis Suarez in goal block with his hands, he took, like, he knew this is the last gasp. It gives us a shot to stop the penalty, and they did. They stopped the penalty. The penalty, or at least the penalty went over the goal, the crossbar, if I remember. My point is, he hit it with his hand. He stopped the goal from happening in the dumbest way possible if you're Leno. And then he got up, he put his head down, and he walked straight to the shower. He walked straight to the showers. He knew what he did.
He was walking off the pitch already with a bar of soap in his hand. He knew what was happening.
He had it around his neck.
I know what's next. Don't worry.
Justin
about
Freeberg
me.
Said Alexis pulls the blind act to not snitch on anyone. Definitely learned that in Newark, LOL. Yeah, dude. I mean, look, at the end of the day, what David Luiz did is not a red card. I don't understand how the back of your foot hitting my knee is a red card.
Yeah. I love the photo that Hector Bellerin posted.
Perfect. It was perfect.
It was absolutely perfect. It's just him looking at, is that Connor Cody? I believe that's his name.
Yeah.
And when Cody is fist bumping the ref, and literally no caption,
none needed. You already know what it is.
So funny. Well, this is a great way to like not get fined by the FA, right? Hey, OS is raiding with the party of 10. Thank you for the raid.
Let's go, OS.
OS is great. Give him a follow if you have not. It is a a gaming location. I mean, it's difficult to have a location like that open now.
Yeah, but it's also like a media company and gamer hub and really cool content. They're great. Shouts to OS, yo. If you're new, Christian and I are comedians. We talk about soccer. We're talking about the Premier League right now. Let us know what you think about Premier League. Also, every once in a while, we talk about the legalities of slightly illegal things. You know, we use Bing. We Bing it.
And we are. We need one more follower to reach 800. So if you are,
hit
you
that follow button, my
you
G.
You
want to
be 800? Make our day, okay?
Hell yeah! Put your favorite song in the chat. What's that?
Why?
I don't know. I was just thinking.
That's what they do here on Twitch.
So. Yeah, dog. Tell me your favorite Brooklyn Drill song right now. Christian and I did a podcast where we picked our New York rappers, five-a-side.
Yeah.
And Christian, I said mine. And Christian was like, who the hell are any of those people?
Yeah. Alexis is very, it's like, you know how old people forget, like they don't know what
Mike LaBelle just subbed. Shouts to Mike LaBelle.
Mike LaBelle in the building. Oh, shouts to you. Thank you for
who
the
we've rated before. So shouts to you.
Plenty of times. Thank you for the support, Mike LaBelle. Obviously,
Mike LaBelle, you got money. Hit the whatever the top level.
Tier 3. I expect a tier 3 notification real soon, Mike LaBelle.
You know what I'm saying? What you doing here if it ain't really supporting?
Come to the VIP room, bro.
Somebody hit the damn follow button. We're almost at 800.
And he said, Christian kid is greater than Alexis's kid. That's right. You're wearing the NYCFC. I'm wearing
about?
Everton.
Year one, baby.
I forgot what point I was making, but the thing I wanted to talk about David Luiz and why this was. Can you think of any reason why this was given as a red card? Especially since
denial of a goal scoring opportunity. It's dog show. That's the only reason.
But obviously, so this is what the point some people were making. They said that if he would have went for the ball and literally like
he was behind them.
Yeah.
How are you going for the? He's just, it's his knee. It's not like the front of his toe. Like he didn't trip. How you trip somebody with your knee when you're behind them?
Munzo hit us.
Shouts
with
to you, Munzo.
800th follower. Thank you, everybody, for helping us reach our goal of 800 followers.
Hey, it's Sam. What up, Sam? You know Sam, the owner of OS.
Oh yes, yeah. Sam. Sweet. Thank you,
let's
man.
Let's go. 800.
Let's do it. All right. So David Luiz. Yeah, it just seems like, so people were making the point that if he would have tackled him and like if he would have gone for the ball and like wiped the dude's legs out, it would have been a yellow. But because of that incidental contact, that made it a red. That seems like ridiculous in my opinion.
It's his knee. You're just gonna have a really hard time explaining to me how your foot. You're in front of me and your foot hits my knee.
Yeah.
I deserve a goddamn red card. You know what he should have done? He should have punched the ref and just walked to the showers.
Just insane. So in those scenarios, right, direct red cards are, again, this we've mentioned this. This happened early on with Everton. Three match bans. The one for Leno is even worse. There's no difference between like a dangerous tackle that leads to a red card and a handball that leads to a red card, right? Is that safe? Is that correct? I don't know.
I believe so.
Yeah, so I think they're.
Wait,
both...
hold on. What's Leno's ban?
It would be three matches.
He better not be.
A direct red card leads to three matches. So if that is incorrect, like as far as, because I know like a dangerous tackle is a direct red. You know, where you're possibly going to harm a player. But I don't know if it like a red ball, a red card that's from a handball.
I'll tell you what Bernd Leno needs a red card for. Not having enough vowels in your first name. Bernd? How about Bernard? Can I just call you Bernard?
Bernie. Okay, you're Bernie now.
Yeah, right? Yo. I'll even go Berno. You want me to call you Berno Leno? Let's go.
Oh, wait, I forgot because we got the subs. We were talking about some other stuff. But when we get subscribers, we go to Nutmeg Cam.
Oh, there he's off the bed.
Nutmeg has moved. He is chilling off of... He's behind his... the toy basket.
Is that a Puerto Rican flag?
What is a Puerto Rican flag?
I see like a blue triangle and red and white stripes in that bucket.
No, that is not a that's a Santa hat.
Okay.
And then the ball is like what is that called? The ball that has the stick that you basically use the stick to pick up the ball. To not get slobber on your hands.
It's that
same company.
The little claw thing. RCAB said, could be one game only. Leno and Luis's actions will go down as professional fouls. The FA rulebook states that a red card received in a situation where a player denies a clear goal scoring opportunity will be treated the same way as when someone gets sent off for two yellow cards.
Okay, so maybe it'll only be one match.
Here's the thing. You could ban David Luiz for the rest of the season. I don't care. Okay? It'll actually only help us. Burn Leno, who I didn't want to get rid of Emi Martinez to begin with.
Yeah, Emi Martinez would be nice right now.
He'd be amazing right now. They should have given him the money. Goodbye, Burn Leno.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna David Luiz didn't deserve a red card. I hope he gets a 6-month ban. But he didn't deserve a red card.
Can we just like accuse him for gambling or something? Right, we get this guy.
I don't think he's paid his taxes. We should audit him yet again.
I'm pretty sure David Luiz was making comments about the Uyghurs in China. Bro.
Yeah, yeah. Someone, I forgot who it was. They were like David Luiz coming up. Send us your questions, and 4 or 5 people were like, "Ask him about the Uyghurs. Ask him about the Uyghurs." I actually think David Luiz was the one who leaked Lionel Messi's contract.
And yeah, I'm people talking about Emi Martinez, but Aston Villa are playing pretty well, and Emi Martinez is a big part of that.
That's our next match, is it not?
DJ Benatti gifting. We got a OS gifting 5 subs.
God,
what
OS?
Shouts to you. OS. I'm telling you, Jimmy Conrad even got a sub.
What the hell is happening?
Madness out here. Thank you, OS.
What did we do? Do we owe you guys money? What happened?
Appreciate it so much. So this is wild. Thank you so much, OS. Again, everybody, follow OS on Twitch. They really do amazing work. They have like celebrity streamers. We've played FIFA on there as well.
Yeah, we played all the worst teams.
OS said we just want to see Nutmeg. Okay, I'm gonna have to keep him on for the entire stream now. This is this is amazing. Thank you. All right, all the love. All right, so I think we're pretty much out of subjects. I don't know if there's anything else to discuss.
Shasta Colo Blanco, who just put exclamation point SO, I guess is for shout out, and then you put someone's name, and it says check out OS operating system over at, and it gives their Twitch. Hey, that's pretty dope.
Colo Blanco is the gulliest mod here on Twitch, and mainly because we don't know how to even use it. I've learned so much from Colo Blanco. It's crazy.
I feel like I gave, like an old man gave their phone to their kid, and they're like, I didn't know it did all that. I just thought you made phone calls with it.
Oh, I can see Nana from my phone?
Wow. I forgot whose joke it was. Someone was like... It's like, I hate when my grandfather calls me to try to figure out how to use the computer. And I'm like, stop hitting potato. That's not the computer. He's hitting the microwave. It has the potato button.
Got it. All right.
I loved it. That guy's not in comedy anymore.
I wonder why.
The potato is great big. But you say potato. I laugh because I know you're talking about a microwave. Christian, again, it has something to do with food, so Christian has no idea. Justin Freebrick said, David Luiz got some text from Kyle Walker's wife. That should be a lifetime ban.
Is Kyle Walker married?
Yes.
He is married. Okay. So that's why it makes sound even his life.
You can't
even
do those activities with just a relationship.
Okay, that's some thotty that you just meet up on with on Tinder. No.
Yeah, nah, that's you can't. That can't be casual activity. That is a commitment.
Okay, everyone. I think we're good for this week's Prem show. We'll stay on Twitch a little bit longer, but as far as the podcast, I think we're good to go. Thank you everybody for hanging out with us again. And tomorrow, meaning Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, tune in, watch the show. You can listen to the podcast on Friday as well. But
just
watch.
Download the podcast so we get the download. But watch the show.
Watch the show, FuboSportsNetwork.com. If you do not have Fubo TV, or if you have Fubo TV already, go to Fubo Sports Network, 8 p.m. Eastern time and Pacific time, 8 o'clock on both. In both time zones.
If you don't have Fubo TV and you want the service, I just put the link in the chat. That'll get you a good amount of money off and a little bit longer of a free trial as well.
Yeah, correct. Zach
OCAB said, surprise Jack Harrison appearance? No.
It's Zach Steffen, goalkeeper for Manchester City, on the show. He was great, really, really, like, you know, and we got a bunch of great questions from Gully Squad that he answered, and he was awesome. He was really, really cool about literally everything. It's definitely the most fun Zach Steffen interview you will see. So please check it out. It'll mean the world to us. So, okay. I think that's it for the day. Make sure if you haven't, leave a review on iTunes. We're trying to get more of those as well. If you're listening to this podcast, just go on in the Apple Podcast app. Just leave a review. Won't hurt you. Thank you everybody for helping us get to 800 followers here on Twitch. We keep growing. We're going to 1,000. That's the next goal. That's the next thing. Okay.
Hey, we're at 801, baby.
We did it.
Come on, 900 next, and then 1G. We're going to get a rack.
Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay well, stay safe. And
Board Martin said, I read that as Furbo TV.
that's a premium service. Okay?
Yeah, I need to get a Furbo for adults.
This is essentially Furbo TV. You know what? Given that we got all those subs, you know the rule when we reach 10 subs, which I think we did receive, we give Nutmeg a treat from the Furbo. So look, he's been pretty tired today.
It's going to go in the basket. I think it's going to go in the basket.
And I think he'll find it. But let's toss a treat to Nutmeg. Who wants Nutmeg to get a little treat?
Let's go.
Little beef nib treat. Okay, so here
we go. I know the sound's going to wake him up because that always gets him up.
So let's see how he does.
I know too much about this dog.
Okay, he hears it. Oh, yeah, it went in the basket. And he didn't see it where.
He is so confused. It went right in the basket just past the Puerto Rican flag ball.
So he knows it. He heard the
sound.
He's
smelling it.
He's like, yo, this is somewhere.
There's usually food in this thing. Wait.
There's no way he's going to find it.
Use your nose. Get away from that thing. Wait, here we go. Here we go.
Is he going to look in the back?
Okay, yeah.
He went by the basket.
He just went to bed. He
went
like,
right back to bed.
That bastard. That stupid machine lied to me.
Okay. Shaka said riveting TV. Yeah.
Bordmart said that Furbo about to get a beating. He is going to knock the shit out of that. He's going, give me that food, dog, while you hold him back.
Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out here on Twitch. It's always fun. Nutmeg loves it, as you can see. Y'all the absolute best. I mean, you make our week. Seriously, we have such a good time on here. If you're listening to this, join us on Twitch, eltwitch.com. Come through and join us.
Join the 800 other fans.
We have too much fun on here. All right, everyone. Y'all the best. My name is Cristian Polanco.
And I'm Alexis Leonardo Guerreros.
Together, what are we?
The Kool-Aid!